Welcome home, sweetheart. I'm just in the den. Come here where I can see you. Honey? Are you... There you are, baby. What's wrong? I know that look. What happened? Nothing? Come on now. I know something's up. You don't know what's bothering you? Well, that's okay. You just start talking about your day and we'll find out what's upsetting you together. Sound good? Good. He said what? How rude. No, baby, you have every right to be upset about that. He knows how sensitive you are about it. Oh, I'm sorry. That must have been hard. I know how you feel. It's okay, baby. Excuse me. What was that? No, why did you say something like that? No, baby, you are not stupid. You have Asperger's. That's not your fault, nor is it something you should be ashamed of. He's just an asshole. Don't even think about what he said. May I hug your back? It's okay if you don't want me to touch you yet. You want me to? Okay then. Thank you, sweetheart. Listen. You are one of the smartest people I know. Okay? People in this world always critique you because they don't understand you. So you can't judge yourself like other people judge themselves. Yes, you struggle to meet new people when I'm not around, and sometimes you have trouble in crowded places, and you have trouble focusing during conversation, but I didn't fall in love with you just because you're like everybody else, sweetheart. I fell in love with you because you weren't. You don't have the same flaws as everyone else, and I love that about you. You have unique talents too, you know? Yeah. Your brain is like a supercomputer sometimes. Like, if you find something that you're passionate about, you can memorize everything about it in a week. And you know what else? You make me happier than anyone else. I know you have a hard time. I remember things like your birthday or our anniversary, but we complete each other like that, sweetheart. Like, I help you where you have struggles and you help me. You know, you say the sweetest things. Nobody else has ever made me blush as bright red as you do, baby. Do you remember what you told me on our third date? You told me that spending time with me made you feel like a better man. You said that if you could make me smile, you'd never need to see the sun again. And because it's you, I know you're telling the truth. You make me feel so loved, baby. And I like to do the same for you. Don't pay anyone else any attention at all right now. Just forget about what happened today. Right now, you're here, with your loving girlfriend giving you all the attention you need. Would you like me to get your mind off that stress, sweetie? Yeah? What if I started to just stroke down your chest like this? How's that when I rub your tummy from behind like this? I love you so much, darling. How about I take this a little lower? Do you want that? I want you to tell me you want it, please. It's okay, just tell me, sweetheart. Okay, sweetheart. In that case, I'll just slip my hand into your pants like this and start to gently rub over your underwear. Somebody liked that, I think. And now I'll lightly kiss your neck, down your shoulders. Are you okay so far? Okay, good. Now, I'm just going to slide this hand into your underwear. Why are you getting so worked up? Oh, you want it faster? Just be patient, baby. Relax. I'll get you there soon. Just relax and enjoy this for the moment. You're okay. I promise. Alright, baby, why don't you unbutton your pants and take it out for me? Could you do that for me, please? That's it, love. Kick your pants off. Now, could you turn around for me so I can see that handsome face of yours? Honestly, sweetheart, it's okay. You don't need to feel ashamed of that at all. You don't have to look at me if you aren't comfortable. I've heard that people like you, people with Asperger's, often have troubles with maintaining eye contact, and that's okay, I promise. I just want to make you comfortable, sweetie. You don't have to worry about being true to yourself around me, ever. Is it alright if I stroke you a bit? Yes? Okay, I'll just wrap my hand around this at the base, and then I'll run my fingers up and down. Does that feel good, love? Good. Hey, would you be alright with turning around now? You don't have to look at me in the eyes, baby. That's okay. There's plenty else I can show you if you aren't okay with that. But I promise you, I won't force you if you aren't ready. You are? Right, then. There's my man. I love you so much. I know. Well, I mean, I can imagine how much trust it must take for you to do this with me now. And I feel so grateful that you love me that much. And look how handsome you are. I'm so lucky to be your girlfriend. Don't apologize, baby, please. I told you, it's okay if you don't want to look at my eyes. You should never have to worry about that with me. You do what makes you comfortable. Speaking of comfortable, do you want to sit down? Okay. You can lay back on the bed then. That's alright. You stay where you are and I'll take my top off for you. In fact, why didn't you touch yourself for me? That's alright. I like that. Just like that. Now, I'll just throw off this shirt and unclip my bra. See something you like, baby? Why don't you hand me that cock of yours for a bit? Yeah. I'll just stroke up and down like this. Maybe play with your balls a bit with my other hand. You like that, don't you? The way I just lovingly cup them in my warm hand. Of course you can touch me, sweetheart. You don't have to ask. I know you get nervous, and I want you to know that's okay. I don't want to push you or make you feel uncomfortable. That's it. Give my breast a squeeze. There you go. That feels so good. Oh, baby. I didn't expect you to touch down there. No, keep going. I want it. You didn't hurt me, love. I was just surprised, is all. Right there. Keep playing with my nipples with the other hand. Just like that. Can I kiss you, sweetheart? Yes? Your lips are delicious. You don't know how long I've been waiting for this. So hard. Are you close, darling? That's okay. I'm close too. Oh, baby, I want you so bad. I'll understand if you aren't ready, I promise, but if you're ready, would you mind if I put it in? Yeah? You want it too? I'm so glad, sweetie. Because, honestly, I've been fantasizing about what I would do to you in a situation like this all day. Oh, you've had something you want to do with me. What was it? No, I want to know. Honestly. It turns me on a bit to talk about it. You wanted to taste me? Really? No, that's fine, baby. Better than fine, in fact. I think I really want to try it too. But I still want to keep working this cock down here, so how about we do this? I'm going to put it in your face, like this, with my thighs to either side, and you can... So eager. Go on. Yes, babe. And to let me suck that cock for you. God, you're so good at that tongue. You like that, baby, from how your cock throbbed in my hand. Fuck, are you close, baby? Good. I'm almost there. Lick that pussy, just like that. Wait. Yes, I know you are close. I know I am too, darling. But I need you inside me so bad. And I want you to take control a little, sweetheart. If you're okay with it, I'll just lay back like this. And you come up and lay over me. Yeah, like that. Oh, look at you, baby. You look so manly, looming over me like this. Can I give you a kiss? Okay, sweetie, you can put it in now. Yes, love, I really want it. Now please, just finish me off before I lose my mind. Fuck. That's what I wanted. I'm so wet that you shouldn't have any problem thrusting as hard as you want. That's it, baby. Give it to me. I'm gonna come, baby. I'm so close. You want to come at the same time? Yeah? I'll count down from 10, okay? And when I say one, we'll come together. Ten. That's it. 5, 4, not yet. 3, 2, are you ready? 1, me so well, darling. That was amazing. Can we cuddle here for a bit? You can just hug me close like this. I feel so warm and safe in these arms. I know you feel insecure about how you are sometimes, and it's really okay to feel that way some days, love. Everybody has to have those days. I know it's hard, but I want to help you get through those days. To assuage those thoughts whenever you have them. Because I need you. Because I think the world of you, and if the world could know everything I know about you, everyone would love you as much as I do. If you let me, I can be your shelter. I want to help you understand that just because other people don't understand your brain doesn't make it any less beautiful to me. In fact, it makes it all the more so. I want you to fall asleep thinking about that. And when you wake up, I'll be here for you. I always will be. I love you.